Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating an endoscopy report on patient Jocelyn Jean Baptiste, date of birth 3/16/1959, date of procedure June 19, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, Duo, referring physicians, Dr. Jean Savio Estelle. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is family history of gastric cancer, comma, colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure. Informed consent is obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, well experienced with patient. The patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in a lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. A well-lubricated anesthesia or gastric opening introduced into the esophagus, advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. Retroflex view is obtained of the cardia, air with suction from the stomach before withdrawal scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. The direct exam was performed. A well-lubricated anesthesia colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, complex of Folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spawning flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period. A retroflex view is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 7,2-3-2, good prep. The patient died procedural without any complications. Please go back after the portion identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, complex of Folds. Period. Add terminal AM was intubated and evaluated. Period. Now go to findings. At upper endoscopy, next line, proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 37 centimeters from dye block with evidence of two tongues of salmon colored mucosa that extended approximately more than 10 millimeters, comma C0 M1.5. Comma, biopsies are obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation and histology for Barrett's esophagus per the Seattle protocol. Next time, there was evidence of catchy gastric erythema. Comma, biopsies are obtained in the anterior body for histology and throughout H. pylori. Next time, duodenal bulb did have some raised mucosa that was likely eminent from the gastric pylorus. Sound biopsies are obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next time, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. With normal appearing major papilla. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum from the last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, there were 4 ascending colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 8 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 7 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line, further recommendations for EGD evaluation pending findings of the raised mucosa and duodenum. Next line, follow-up analysis as previously scheduled. Thank you.